was planning today to preach on the resurrection of the men of God. We'll save that for another time, but I got to tell you something. God is restoring manhood in this nation. God is bringing men back to the cross. He's bringing them back to their knees. He's bringing them back to holiness and righteousness. There is a revival going on among men right now that is going to bring stability and unity back to the body of Christ. And God is raising up the power of the men in the church. The devil has done his best to destroy manhood because he knows that that God has ordained men to be the battering ram against the kingdom of hell, and he was trying to destroy us, trying to take us down. But now all of a sudden a call has went out, and God is calling to the men, heart of men, and he's saying, rise up, O man, rise up, O man, rise up, O man, take your place on the wall, pick up the sword and the shield. Get a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. It's time to build and it's time to fight. And we are in that day right now. It's happening all over this country. And because of what God is doing, there's going to be a release of anointing and glory like we haven't seen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, this is the problem with having an apostle and a prophet for a pastor. We can't just get up and preach little messages, you know. We have this connection. There's this conversation that takes place, and I've been in some intense conversations this week. Hallelujah. I've been hearing the intentions of God, and I've been hearing the heart of God, and he is meaning business. There are times that the people of God cry out, and because of the cry, God acts, and that has been happening. But I got to tell you something, not only is that happening, there's also times where God suddenly acts on his own interest. We have been calling out to God, we have been praying. And because of that, God has been moving. But now we are coming into a divine time where God simply starts acting upon his own interests and his own commands. Just like when Jonah went down to Nineveh, nobody was praying for Nineveh. And God sent an evangelist that had a bad attitude and a bad message, and he was rebellious. Nobody was trying to save Nineveh except God was trying to save Nineveh. And suddenly God acted on his own interest and brought revival to an ungodly nation, even against the will of the very man he sent down there to preach. And right now in America, in this nation, not only is there pockets of people crying out to God, but God has suddenly stepped forward and said, okay, it's time for me to act. Pharaoh's had this thing long enough. It's time for me to step forward and start acting. And we are starting to witness the plagues against the unrighteous. But there's also revival going on in the land of Goshen. Hallelujah. And we are seeing a move of the Spirit and the power of Almighty God. And because of that, we're not going to sit back. Listen to me. If you don't hear anything else, hear this today. God is not calling us to be spectators of a move of God. He's calling us to be participators of a move of God. He's calling us to say yes and get in with everything inside of us and say, God, your will is my will. I have not fought all the battles that I've fought over the years to get here and say, well, I just don't want to do it anymore. No, I have fought those battles to get here, to be in this fight. I am not going to try to prophesy away the battle I was born to fight. Come on, somebody. When I was up in my office this morning, I was thinking, man, it's going to be a different day. I feel it coming. Amen. Praise God, because there was a divine presence that settled down on this place. And God's speaking to us. And he's telling us his agenda. We're going to start hearing the words spoken in the courts of the king. He's going to let us in on it. Hallelujah. And we're going to start having marching orders from heaven. We're already having marching orders from heaven. Hallelujah. Brother John, you didn't just all of a sudden want to start a men's breakfast. Brother Ed, Brother Dan, all you guys you got marching orders. God began to say, it's time. It's time for my men to start coming together. It's time for my men to start holding each other up. It's time for my men to start linking arms and getting their swords and their shields and going out and waging the battle against the enemy. Hallelujah. Some of you ladies say, well, what about us? I'm just here to tell you, that's what's going to give you the ability to do what God's called you to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I told somebody here a while back, I said, man, I have a church full of type A personality, gifted, anointed women. Amen. They're ready. They got a word. They got a word in their mouth. They got anointing on them. Amen. You know how they're going to do that? Stand up, Sister Claudia. You know how they're going to do that? They're going to step forward to speak. But they're not, come here, Brother Ed. But they're not going to step forward by themselves. Hallelujah. Come here, Brother John, come here. Hallelujah. They're going to step forward. They're going to step forward with a bunch of men around them saying, don't you dare touch this lady.
Right. You don't touch it, baby.
Devil, hands off.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And when she speaks, there's going to be swords and shields surrounding her saying, speak on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You hear what I'm saying today? This is not something. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wow. This is one of those Sunday mornings. God's talking to us over the years. There's been different times that God has definitely spoke his purposes, his plans, and today is one of those days. And we need to listen, because angels are listening to us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Angels are listening to us. They're wanting to know, what do you want? They have instruction from Almighty God to carry out the prayers of the people. And it's important that we declare. And it's important that we don't use this frivolously, but we declare the purposes of God. In a Thursday morning prayer meeting the other day, I wasn't busy that morning, so I tried to just sneak in and hear what's going on, hear what God's saying here. And I got in there, and man, they were praying. It was awesome. Just the glory of God was just, and the prayers were just, and all of a sudden the hair stood up on the back of my neck. And I know who that is. And I stopped and I said, guys, listen, it's very important that you ask right now. Because there's somebody here listening. And he's a commander. And what we're asking right now, he's gonna activate the armies of heaven that are with him. And they're gonna begin to carry out what you're asking. Come on. And at first they were a little intimidated because it's like, what? And all of a sudden the cry began to come out of them and the prayers began to come out of them and the glory of the Lord came and it was like a roar began to rise up in that prayer room declaring the word of God, declaring what God has said. And I want you to know something. There was servants of the Most High God fresh from the throne room listening to those very prayers and saying, listen, we need to know what you want. We need to know if you're in agreement with what's being declared in heaven. Heaven coming to earth. Earth coming to heaven. And when that happens, there is a lightning strike. It's five times hotter than the surface of the sun. And I want you to know something. God is connecting with his people. And there is some lightning strikes that are about to take place. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Stand with me again one more time. Father, in Jesus' name. Holy God. Holy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. As I said, what God is doing is starting to happen quickly. And we're going to have to adjust quickly. In the body of Christ. This is not just a Healing River thing. This is a body of Christ thing. We're just blessed to be a part of it. But God is raising up hubs of his glory all over this area and all over this nation. And he's linking us together because there is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that has taken place. Hallelujah. I believe Brother John Lindell said the other day that he's had weekends lately. He was at that meeting and he spent most of the time crying, talking about how God has brought him back to repentance and to just the glory of God and the power of God and how God has caused him to put down his resistance and embrace the move of God. And I mean, God's moving at James River. Amen. Hallelujah. They've had some weekends lately. Of course, they got several satellite churches. They've had some weekends lately where there has been 600 to 700 salvations in one Sunday. Hallelujah. I got to tell you something. That's not happening just because Brother John. No, that's happening because the body of Christ is going out and harvesting people and bringing them in. And there's an encounter with God taking place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, our words are so insignificant, Lord God. I realize today, Lord God, that we have literally tapped in, Lord God, to the conversations of heaven. Lord, we have tapped in today to the manifestation. And Lord God, there are people in this congregation right now who cannot and will not go past this day the same, Lord God, because they have been impacted and your Spirit is sitting upon them in a powerful way, Father God. And I thank you for that. God, I thank you, Lord God, that what you're doing is happening quickly. Lord, we thank you, God, for the empowering. We thank you for the resources. We thank you, Lord God, for the blueprints of heaven. God, put your blueprints in the hands of the kings and your word in the mouth of the priest. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, that you activate the body of Christ. In Jesus' name. As Brother Dan gave a message in tongues and Sister Val began to sing the interpretation, she began to sing, it will be like I said it would. It will be like I said it would. Hallelujah. This is not a series you're watching on TV that you can just turn off and walk away and say, well, that was good. This is an encounter with the Most High God. And when you have an encounter, when you come face to face with the glory of God, you don't just walk away from that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. We're going to start seeing some very dramatic happenings in the body of Christ. Father, I thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. Thank you, God, that you have sustained us, Lord God, through the drought. The other morning in prayer, God spoke to him and he said, I sent a drought. I sent a drought to my people. And he said, I sent a drought to my people because I needed to starve out that which was of man. And he said, I have met you at the brook and I have cared for you by the brook, but the brook is drying up now and I'm saying, get up and leave this place and move. And we, as a body of Christ, are getting up and we are moving out of that place where the blessings trickle down in a brook and a few things fall from heaven from a bird's mouth. And we thank God for it. We thank God for the sustaining power. But God is saying, get up, because now it's time to confront. Now it's time to go forward. It's time to gird yourself and outrun the horses. It's time to move in his power. The drought is over because he has starved out the things of man, and he is now bringing forth that which clung to him, that which clung to his presence in the middle of the drought. Those that sustained by the presence of God and by prayer and by seeking him in the middle of a dry time, now God is coming to visit those that have held on, those that have clung to him, those that have said, I will not quit, I will not give up. God, I want the genuine move of the Spirit of God. I don't want the ambition of man. I want the move of God. I want the genuine outpouring of the Spirit of God. And God says, those that have cried out to me in a dry time is now raising up, because the rains of heaven are about to pour down upon the people that have obeyed my word and stuck with me and put away their foolish things and their sins. And God is saying, I'm raising you up and I'm pouring out on you everything that I have in this day. You are my finishers and I will finish. finish this thing the way I said I would in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that the mighty men in the, Lord, those that are in the cave of Adullam that have just been hanging on, they've been distressed, in debt, discontented. But Lord, they're about to come out of the cave of Adullam, mighty men of valor. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you have raised up mighty men of war, mighty men, Lord God, that will do exploits. Hallelujah. 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 I need men to come. I want you men up here with me. Come on. God's focusing on you today. God's focusing on you today. Come on. We're going to call on heaven today. We're going to call on heaven today. Come on, we're going to call on heaven today. All of us. Hallelujah. Need to answer the call. Answer the call. Hallelujah. Answer the call. God needs to hear your voices. Hallelujah. There is a sound in a man's voice that God put. If you hear a roar come from a male voice, you know that there's about to be a war. And today God is calling us to start roaring. He's calling us to start roaring. Hallelujah. Time to call. Time to call. Hallelujah. It's time to call on the heavens. It's time to call on God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's been grabbing hold of us. It's time for us to reach back and grab hold of Him. Hallelujah. Come on, men, begin to raise up your voice and cry out to heaven. God, we need you. Lord God, we march forward. We march forward. We march forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh God, we declare your glory. We declare your power. Father, I declare the power of God in men today. Lord, these men represent a revival, a move of the Spirit of God. There's revival coming. There's revival that's here. Hallelujah. There's a revival of men. Hallelujah. Lord, I call men to be protectors instead of predators. God, the protectors are rising up. The protectors are rising up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the calls. I thank you for the mantles. Glory. In the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to call these men into a deep place of prayer. I ask you to call them into communion with you, Lord God, that is life-changing. In Jesus' name. Hey! Lord, I need men full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom, Lord God. Raise us up. Raise us up. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Holy is your name, Father. Baptize us, God, in your power. Baptize us in your righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy. Holy. Thank you for holy ground. Moses. Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I want you men to dig down and get the meanest, gruffest, loudest voice you can come up with. Okay? I want you to say something with me. I don't mean whisper. I mean say it loud. Okay? We're gonna command revival now. Okay? Now, revival now. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Get your good breath. Hallelujah. Okay. Say it with me. Revival now. Revival now. Revival now. Hallelujah. Glory. Yay. Come on. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. There's demons just ran to their safe room when they heard that. Praise God, because we're declaring this is it. This is it. Not another time. This is it. This is the time. This is the day. This is our hour. Hallelujah. Put away the foolishness that the devil is trying to pull you into. Put it away. Put away your sins and frivolous attitudes. Put away your feelings of insignificance. And let the faith of God rise up inside of you. Because God is listening. God is listening. And it's time for us to begin to roar again. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for that. Thank you, God, for the move of the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy God. Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. Praise God. Iron sharpens iron, guys. We strengthen each other. We strengthen each other. Confirm the feeble knees. Strengthen the hands that hang down. Hallelujah. It's time to start gathering up men in every town, every town, every place, all around this church, in a 30-mile radius. It's time to start gathering up men and bringing them into the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Born again, blood-washed, spirit-filled men of Almighty God that's going to restore families, going to restore sanctity of God's sanctity of life, going to restore righteousness. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. Praise God. You guys give each other a high five or a knuckle bump or something. Say, this is it. This is it. Hallelujah. This is it. Glory. This is it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.